two big questions have surrounded the CIA since reports began surfacing of the possible use of torture or enhanced interrogation techniques to interrogate terror suspects. Are these techniques legal, and did they actually work?
The award-winning film Zero Dark Thirty about the search for Osama bin Laden suggested that torture did actually help lead the CIA to the perpetrator of the 9/11 attacks. However, since the Senate Intelligence Committee released its so-called CIA torture report at the end of last year, a lot more information has been available to the public about what the CIA did and what it achieved.
In a new documentary, Frontline uses that report, along with interviews with politicians and CIA insiders, to paint a picture of what the CIA's interrogation program was actually like and whether it was effective. The documentary Secrets, Politics, and Torture airs tonight at 9 on your local public TV station. The producer of that documentary, Jim Gilmore, joins us now. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad you guys invited me.
So I want to start with a kind of opposition I stated there earlier, torture or enhanced interrogation. Knowing what we know now, is it journalistically sound to call what the CIA did torture?
I think it's pretty clear for quite a while that what it was torture. I mean, even the president at this point and the head of the CIA admit that some of the techniques used were torture. That much is clear, but the debate goes on after this December report came out from the Senate about many other aspects of it, like did it work or not. The CIA continues to argue that they did, and the evidence that comes up in this intelligence report states that, in fact, it was a dismal failure.
Now, this Senate report, you refer to it a lot in this documentary. We've talked about it some here on the show. How much of what they did, though, is actually available to us? How much is still locked away and classified?
I mean, well, the report itself is over 6,000 pages long. They came out with a summary edition of it that was also edited out after a huge debate with the administration and the CIA on what could or could not come out, and that was about a little over 600 pages. So there's a lot more that's out there that is not public. And another interesting part of it is that during the research of the 6 million documents that the Senate researchers were involved in, they also came across another document called the Panetta Review, which was an independent review by the CIA done at the same time as the documents were being handed over to the Senate. And it had conclusions and sort of a overview of what they were handing over, what the document stated, which the Senate says matched their conclusions almost exactly, and in fact did not agree with the CIA's official point of view about the program itself. And that is completely still classified, and the new head, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, wants to send that back to the CIA. So that's another outstanding document. But a lot did come out in the research, in this research document that the Senate put out.
Now, you tell a story in some ways of the CIA and the Justice Department and the administration making this up as they went along. Before 9/11, before we had these black sites and these approved enhanced interrogation techniques, what was in the toolkit for the CIA or FBI, for that matter?
Well, I mean, not a lot. Certainly in the past, during Vietnam and stuff, there were programs. But at this point, there were no detention sites. There were no experts in interrogation. The folks that were doing interrogation of Al Qaeda was the FBI. The FBI had all that expertise. And what happened in the very beginnings, as they started to capture Al Qaeda officials and soldiers, is they had to figure out what to do with them, and they did not want to go forward with the FBI in control of this. The CIA wanted control of it. And they also thought that they had to be much more harsher in their procedures. And so what they did is they came up with, out of whole cloth, a new system. First of all, they opened up, of course, all the black sites around the world. And then they hired on these two former Air Force psychologists, a guy by the name of James Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, who developed, by reverse engineering, a program of tactics used by the Chinese in the Korean War, techniques to try to find information from folks that didn't want to give the information over. The FBI pulled out from all of these interrogations because they didn't trust them. They thought they were illegal. We talked to in the film one of the chief FBI interrogators who said that the psychologists had never interrogated anybody. They had no expertise in Islamic fundamentalism, and they couldn't believe this direction. And the film sort of tells the chronology of how over time, even though interrogators were saying they were not finding the information they thought, that the techniques perhaps were not always achieving what they expected to achieve, the need for intelligence by Washington, the feeling that they did have the right people, pushed headquarters to tell the interrogators to push harder, and prevented them, I think, from sort of giving a better understanding, an overview of what was being accomplished by the system and questioning the directions that they were taking.
Talking to Jim Gilmore, producer of tonight's Frontline documentary, Secrets, Politics, and Torture on CIA Enhanced Interrogation Techniques of Terror Suspects. Let's look at the legal side of this now. We have a clip from the documentary. This is John Rizzo, at the time the CIA's legal counsel on this issue, talking about getting approval for these techniques.
I fully realize that either way, someday, somehow, we would be screwed.
And the morality of it?
Honestly, my main focus was to attempt to ascertain, to clarify with certainty, whether or not any or all of these techniques cross that legal line into torture. That was my primary focus at that point. The morality of it, sure, I had views about that, but I did not view that as my primary role.
These techniques, waterboarding, most famously sleep deprivation, slapping in the face, grabbing the face, others, who ultimately signed off and said, yes, these are legal for the CIA to use?
Well, the CIA went through this whole process of going to the Justice Department to see if it was legal or not. And then to the White House for final approval. I mean, Rizzo told us basically that he felt it was above his pay grade to decide on the morality of this. That was the decision to be made by the White House. But I had people tell me at the White House that that they believed that if the Justice Department said it was legal and the CIA said it was effective, because of the trauma of the times, because of the need to stop the next attack, they basically were willing to sign off on it very quickly. And the president, who didn't know the details of the techniques or of the program, did know that and did ask whether it was effective and legal. And when he was told it was, he signed off on it quickly. So this question of morality seemed to have never come up. It was always, what can we do, not what should we do? And that, of course, is one of the major questions of why, why that was the case.
And as you mentioned up front, the CIA said this was effective. Actionable intelligence came from enhanced interrogation. Senate report says no. What can you lay out as we wrap up the argument? Did it work?
Well, I mean, I think the important thing about that is when the CIA sold this program, they sold it as the only way to get information that would save thousands of lives, that would stop the next attack. But even now, the CIA's response to the Senate report in their report that they put out, they now say that, well, there are other ways that we probably could have gone to get this information. That rapport building is something that maybe should have been looked at more clearly. So the reality is that there were other ways to try to get this information. Whether they got the information at all, because the Senate report is very clear and very strong on the fact that the information that they were looking for, they rarely did get, that the information came from other sources. And so that's the quandary, and that's the bottom line is was it effective at all? It's very questionable. And number two, were there other ways to gather that information? And the truth of that is yes, probably.
Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.
That's Jim Gilmore, producer and reporter with Frontline. You can hear a lot more in his documentary, Secrets, Politics and Torture. It airs tonight at 9 on your local public television station.